Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Humans, after 12 years, we have parted ways with the corporate networks. We are taking it to the next level with our own independent platform, improvforhumans.com. We're not just continuing the show. We have created a hub for you all to go deeper into the craft of improv with me, Brett, and all the guests that you love so much from Improv for Humans, along with a ton of new exclusive podcast and content. Not only will you still find new ad-supported episodes available free every week, as always, but now, with our new Rule of Four subscription, only $40 for a year, $4 a month, you get ad-free new episodes every week with bonus scene. Exclusive access to the entire back catalog. That's over 600 episodes, all ad-free. Four brand new improv education podcasts I call Professor Besser, where I will break down classic Improv for Human scenes, take questions from the members-only Discord, explore, debate the craft with other improv experts. Have you heard me talk with Will Hines and Ian Roberts yet? And I have also uploaded my vault of VHS tapes from the Stone Ages, the 90s, the early aughts, featuring tons of never seen footage, as well as what I believe to be the greatest comedy movies that I will share with you with other guests. Sketches, performances, stand-up bits. Wait till you see this all on Professor Besser. Plus, I have this whole other feed, the best taste in the universe, where I deep dive with guests on music and sci-fi. On that, just whole separate feed, but it's all part of the Rule of Four subscription. Plus, you get all four of our premium limited series Brett and I made with all-star casts, including Stolen Idea, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, The States of Perfection, and Besser versus the Audience. And for the first time ever, all of our content can be listened to virtually any podcast app. Gone are the days of needing separate apps to get all this stuff. The sign-up process could not be easier. It just takes one step, one tap to import each of our feeds into your app, and then you can just listen like any other show. All this for $4 a month individually, or $40 for an entire year. That's 2 months of savings. Humans, $40 for 1 year right now. Humans, you know, leaving the corporate network I mentioned earlier, that makes producing a podcast with three paid guests not as easy, but it is a labor of love for Brett and I. By subscribing, not only are you allowing us to make new episodes, you're supporting our ensemble and empowering all sorts of new content that's already up for you to take a taste of. Just for $4, go taste it, humans. If nothing else, you won't have to hear this message again. So go to improvforhumans.com and sign up now.
Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests.
Tammy, Sebastian, welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That is me. Brett, what's the name of this?
This is Concerning Piece by Special Interests in Machine Girl.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
It's like robots singing. I like that. I have a love-hate relationship with robots, Tammy. Sebastian.
I mean, give me the love, give me the hate.
I do like to hear them sing, I have to admit, but I don't trust them.
All right.
Sure, sure. I have a Roomba, so I guess that's my only robot relationship.
Hmm. Yeah.
What about you, Tammy? What's your dream robot?
I mean, the Roomba made me think of, was it Jane on the Jetsons? No, Jane's the wife on the Jetsons. Rosie.
Yes.
The robot.
It was Rosie.
That might be my dream robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah, like a Roomba that could like pick stuff up and vacuum underneath it as opposed to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not just sitting around and bump into things.
Yeah, still cleaning. I still want a robot that cleans, just better at it.
I thought I had a quainter vision what you're talking about, that you would speak to Rosie, because Rosie speaks.
Oh.
Do you not care about that? And we cut to the Roomba. Roomba. Is it Roomba?
Roomba.
Roomba, not Roomba. Yeah. The Roomba. Even though I've been a salesman for months, I still say Roomba. I don't know why, but sorry, ma'am. It's a Roomba. But this is the new model, the Sebastian. And it does, as you requested, it picks up the furniture. The old Roomba did not do that. This one will pick it up and vacuum underneath.
Okay, good. It's exhausting watching the Roomba just bang into the same stuff over and over again.
Right. And that stuff is usually the stuff where the dust is collecting.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I will pick up under things. I am here to help you.
There you also, go, Sebastian.
I am here whenever you want.
Okay, well, I don't really want to talk to you, Sebastian. That's kind of why I don't want a human in my life.
Sorry, that is one of the new features. I was going to get to that. It does speak. It will identify dust balls. You can, there are different settings. You can have it just be conversational like a friend, or you can have it be simply, I see a dust ball, eliminate dust ball.
As long as he doesn't want me to talk back or like, need me to listen to him, he can talk. I don't need the guilt of being a bad friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not like an Uber driver that you're going to get a bad rating if that's
okay,
what you're thinking.
That would be great.
I could clean dust bowls if you like.
Yes.
For you, I'll do that.
Okay.
If you want, I could do that for you. Not for anyone, but for you, I could do that. Yeah. Look, I'm doing it for you.
Okay, I want a different setting. This setting.
Yeah,
feels
you can
a little...
turn. See this little knob right here?
Yeah.
He was up on 9. That was
okay,
a little annoying.
Yeah, let's turn the neediness down to like a solid 3.
I'll tell you what.
Whatever.
I'll leave
whatever,
it with
I don't
you
care.
For...
I'll clean the dust.
Oh,
I don't care.
Very passive aggressive there. Let's put it on.
I'll do the dust.
2. There we go. I'll leave it with you for a day. If you don't like it, we'll just give you the Roomba that just sucks up more dust and can lift furniture without talking.
Well, I appreciate you bringing it by. It's nice that, you know, traveling vacuum salesman is coming back. Even
it is. Well, they're so large now, these Sebastians. We can't just send them in a box and it freaks people out.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well,
I'm too big?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No.
I need to fit into social norms for vacuums. Oh, God.
That's not what I meant. Most people aren't used to a vacuum stepping out of a box.
I can't even fit in my bag anymore. Oh, God, please.
Okay, let's just turn it down to a 1. These are very sensitive settings. There we go. And if you have any problems, just call this number or scan this barcode, and we'll be right over.
That's funny. It says that you're a Roomba salesman, and there's little dancing shoes on it.
Well, that's what I was before I did Roombas, and that's actually how I got the job, because I said I had experience.
With Roomba. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so
moonlight.
Much.
I'm not supposed to say this, but I also teach dance lessons.
Really? I've always wanted to dance.
Okay. Well, you do need to sign up.
Sorry, Sebastian, can you go clean something?
Sure. Would you like to come?
I don't. Is there a neediness? Is there some neediness switch? Because I really am feeling a lot. I feel like this is.
I'll do it alone. I'll be in the other room alone cleaning.
We cut
for
to
you.
We cut to the middle of the night. It's like 3 a.m. and Tammy's awakened by Sebastian cleaning in the other room.
Oh my God.
Oh, did I wake you? Well, since you're awake, do you want some tea?
Sebastian, I don't want any tea. I want to sleep.
Oh, it must be nice to be a human. I have to be awake all the time.
Okay, Sebastian, you don't actually. I'm just going to unplug you and then you get to sleep too.
You would do that? You would unplug me?
Oh my God. He just coughed up dust all over my carpet. Oh my God. It's choking on its own dust. Sebastian.
The next day. Oh my God. Yes, that is a tick, we're calling it, in the new model.
If you turn it
off. No. We can... It's just if you turn it off suddenly, it's going to throw up all the dust. You can't just turn it off.
Choking on its own dust. It was so sad.
Here, we have a little robot Heimlich we do. Let's just turn it on. You hold it down for 10 seconds. And there, Sebastian.
Oh, look who it is. The murderer.
Now.
The woman who tried to kill me. Kill me because I had tea. Because I wanted to give her something.
Okay, wait a minute. You're not programmed to make tea. Did this Roomba offer to make you tea?
Yeah, he woke me up in the middle of the night, offered me tea. I assumed that this was part of the new package.
Okay. This is a little disturbing. Look, I'm just going to leave.
Why do you keep leaving? You keep saying you're just leaving.
Well, so you don't want me to stay here,
you
dude.
You just keep saying I'm just going to leave. I'm going to leave.
No, it'd be weird if I said I will stay in the guest room for 24 hours with you. That'd be even creepier.
Well, you're just going to leave the killer robot with me?
I'm not the killer. You're the killer.
You're the killer. I'm not the killer. You're the killer.
How many times have you died? How many times have I CPR'd you?
Look, I can't take it back because you've already used it, but we can give you the simpler model that doesn't talk, and she does take that one, and she throws away the Sebastian, leaves it out on the curb, and later she's walking her dog past the Sebastian she threw away a couple of days ago.
Hey.
Oh, hi. Skittles, get away from it. Get away from it, Skittles. No,
it's okay. It could pee on me.
I'm sorry.
I clean it up. I clean it up. That's what I do.
You shouldn't do that. It's liquid. It could, kill you. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
So, how you doing? How's your house?
It's good. I've been learning to vacuum myself, so.
That's good. Great. I always knew you had it in you.
I'm sorry nobody picked you up. I really assumed if I left you out on the street.
So is that your vacuum cleaner?
No, he's totally up for grabs. Please.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tried to take him a couple of days ago and he wouldn't let me.
Yeah, because you're the pervert. You're the pervert that tried to take me home. This guy doesn't want me to clean at all. He just wants to talk.
Let us catch up.
I have two things I want to ask you guys about. The new Billy Joel song. Have you heard it?
Of course. Yes. Of course. I can't talk like this and not heard the new Billy Joel song.
Well, that's why I brought it up.
It was downloaded directly into the bloodstreams of people from Staten Island and Long Island.
1,000%. I love Billy Joel so much. And I think it was great. I think the song was fun. It was Billy Joel.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. It's great.
Do you not think it's like one of his best songs, in fact?
No. I think Vienna is his best song of all time.
Well, I didn't say best song, but I think it's a good song. It should be on a greatest hits album.
You think so?
Yes.
What would you take off a greatest hits album? What do you think is overrated that you're like, let's get rid of this?
Okay, that's easy.
That's a bold statement.
What's that?
It's funny to me to think, like I've never heard for Billy Joel someone just claim none of his songs are overrated. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he's
one that's way overrated.
People. I feel like everyone would agree some songs are overrated, right?
Uptown Girls should be taken off.
Wow. Wow.
I feel like We Didn't Start the Fire.
Yes,
I
that could
never hear that again.
That too.
And I want to agree.
I want to hear a passionate defense of that song for Sebastian.
You know what? I did learn history from that song. So I will say this. Billy Joel did teach me some things because I was like very young.
Yeah, you thought you started the fire until you heard that song.
I was worried I was the cause.
Yeah.
Have you heard the Fall Out Boy sequel to that song they recently released?
No.
It's as terrible as it sounds. But they basically do the same thing. I mean, it's a cover of the song, but they change all the lyrics to be history, I guess, since that song came out.
Wait a minute. Wait. Educate me on what's the history of the song?
Well, the song is just, the lyrics are all just history, right? We Didn't Start the Fire. It just talks about like JFK and. You've heard the song, right?
Right. But is there a specific fire? It's metaphorical, right?
Right. But the Fall Out Boy just name
updated
drops.
Updated the lyric, updated the historical references.
It just gives headline stories, but it's so random the way like the way their lyrics go. Like it's just random shit.
It's also wild that they would assume that that's not what every like talent show shitty fifth grade history kid done for, right?
I mean, there is probably a lot of history teachers that just plug in like the Revolutionary War, We Don't Start the Fire, you know, like what's happening in Vietnam, you know?
Okay, give it to us, Brett. You're killing me. Give me a little taste of this Fall Out Boy version.
Captain Planet, Arab Spring, LA riots, Rodney King, deep fakes, earthquakes, Iceland volcano, Oklahoma City bomb, Kurt Cobain, Pokemon, Tiger Woods, MySpace, Monsanto, GMO.
I just blushed for them. Can you freeze it?
It's so out of order.
Especially the Pokemon. That one made me really blush for them. Kurt Cobain, Pokemon, whatever.
The first one is Captain Planet.
It is so out of order, too.
Yeah. Iceland, volcano, and then Pokemon.
Monsanto.
One of them is just earthquakes.
Earthquake.
They really had trouble rhyming. So they were just like, we got to say deep fakes. What rhymes with that? Just
we
general
cut, we cut
statements
to
the
Fall Out Boy lyric meeting. Okay, guys. Sorry. I know yesterday we said we closed the lyrics page. I want to open it back up. I forgot about the Icelandic volcano. Do you guys remember that?
Seriously, Fall? That's what you're going with?
In
Fall,
Iceland, that was a big deal, Al.
Oh. Well, if Boy could chime in, I think that we already locked the lyrics in, okay?
Thank you, Boy.
Of course, Al.
Do you know how U.S.-centric you guys come off? The Icelandic volcano, if you ask most of the world to list the huge headlines of the last 20 years.
Fall, you only care because you were stuck in an airport for like 16 hours because of that volcano. That's it. That's why you care so much.
The world cares. You guys are so, there's no volcanoes in Los Angeles, Hollywood, or Portland. Well, or Athens.
We already, you know what? You didn't give me a buy on Friendster. I'm not putting in Icelandic volcano.
What? Friendster?
Friendster was the turning point for social media.
It's a good point, Al. It's a good point. I think if we do one for one.
But you do Friendster and not Napster, and that's fucking crazy. That's crazy. That of the stirs, Nap is more historical. And then we got to put in Snapchat.
Well, I feel like that's just pandering to. I mean, I feel like that's stepping on our follow-up if we're already going to Snapchat. I feel like all we should right. do the well, cutoff 2018, and then we're out.
Yes, we'll release a song in a few years, but 2018 is the cutoff. We need to lock these lyrics in. We've been writing these lyrics for a long time.
Historical cutoff we're really going to do before the pandemic.
Yes.
We can get so many great rhymes in.
I feel
if
like
we can pandemic, just say pandemic.
Pandemic.
COVID.
We pandemic should be its own song. Spraying down groceries. Putting shoes on our knees. I mean, it's its
hoarding
own thing.
TP.
Yeah. Hoarding TP. We started the pandemic. It was in a lab in China. Yeah.
Every verse can be a different theorem where it started.
Oh, yeah. That's
Since
great.
We're historically out of order, maybe we release the pandemic who started the fire, and then we work our way into the aughts.
See,
Obama.
This is why I love being in a band with you, Fall.
This is incredible.
You drive me nuts, and then you fucking give me an ice cream sundae. Yeah, let's do our pandemic song.
Yeah. Binge watching Tiger King.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Let's talk some more about that.
So what's the Billy Joel song about, Mr. Staten Island, Long Island, Sebastian?
Did your mama
and your uncles all wake you up the day Billy Joel released the song?
No, my dad texted me because my dad goes, you heard it?
Wake up! What are you sleeping?
It is funny because he didn't say the Billy Joel song. He goes, you heard it?
No.
That's all I gotta say.
So amazing.
He hadn't said that phrase in 30 years.
Because me and my dad, for his 60th birthday, I took him to the Billy Joel concert at MSG. And that was really nice. It was really special to go with him. But it was kind of, it's fun, but it's awkward because we're just kind of like staring forward. And every so often we'll look at each other and go, yeah, this is awesome. And then just stare forward more.
And then just be in a sea of just 20,000 other people just like you guys.
1,000%.
Wait, I don't understand. What do you expect to be doing besides staring forward at this concert?
Connecting, I guess.
you just were like, we'd be holding hands, just really listening.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
What you're doing at concerts that I'm not doing.
I guess I'm trying to connect and be like, wow, look, isn't he amazing? I can't believe, like, chit-chatting.
Let's go to the Billy Joel concert of Sebastian's dreams with his dad. This is the fantasy version.
Hey, Dad. Oh, I'm so excited that we're here. Billy Joel's about to come on stage. This is so amazing.
Yeah, it is. This is the classic venue. No better venue in New York City, and no better man to represent our music. I'm glad I'm here with you. And it is about to start.
Thanks, Dad. Dad.
Hey, I was selling popcorn up down there, and I couldn't help but see such a beautiful father and son, and here's all the popcorn you ever want in your whole life. A coupon for it.
Stop! I love popcorn! Oh my God! Dad, we got all the popcorn in the world! Are you kidding me? Billy Joel popcorn? Oh, it's white cheddar! Oh, God!
As a New Yorker, I normally wouldn't trust this whole thing, but yeah, it is a lot of popcorn. This is great.
This is amazing. Dad, oh my God, you're wearing the shirt. You're wearing the shirt I bought you.
That?
The shirt I bought you for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so nice. I know
I didn't react very much when I opened up the present, and I know you spent a lot of your salary on it, but I actually ended up liking it more than I thought I would. It's very comfortable and has good pockets.
Tommy Bahama's a great company, you know? I know that you love it. I really saved up. I'm really happy that you have it. I know that you like hula girls on your shirts.
I do. I do. And hula women.
Hula women, yes, of course. Wow. This is amazing.
Well, Mr. Joel's about to start, so maybe enough with the, the chit-chat. Are you ready to listen?
I'm ready to listen, Dad.
Hello, New York. Tonight, I'll be singing Vienna again and again.
The best one.
Oh, God.
Thank God. No Uptown Girl. Those 50 tunes, 50s tunes he did.
Oh, God. Yeah, you know what I love about this? Oh, of course,
what?
Dad. Oh, what? Dad, do you want some of this? I got Coke Zero.
That's the one that tastes like Coke, but it has none of the sugar and none of the caffeine?
It has caffeine.
Oh.
We could get uncaffeinated one.
But he gets really pissed off, the dad does, about not connecting on the Coke Zero. And for three versions of Vienna in a row, they don't speak.
Vienna waits for you. All right, we're going to do Vienna now a fourth time. This one goes to a beautiful father and son. Normally, I just have barefoot blonde women in the first 10 rows that get moved up, but I'd like to bring out a beautiful father and son. Yeah, the light's shining on you. Come on down.
Are they talking about us?
Dad, I think we have to get over this Coke Zero thing. Billy Joel's calling us on stage.
All right, you just didn't have to correct me on the caffeine thing about the Coke Zero. That's all.
You're okay? Right, Dad. Okay. I love you.
All of a sudden, the dad touches his arm.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Dad. Dad, no.
Too much butter in the popcorn.
Slow down, you crazy dad. You're so ambitious for an older man. Why are you so smart? Tell me, why am I so afraid of you dying?
We see people around them are a little disturbed because of the heart attack, but also annoyed that this guy's like doing parody songs. What the fuck is going on with this guy?
What's like the fire? What's the hurry about? You better get an EKG to figure it out.
All right, out of the way. EMT's coming through. EMT's. Hey, buddy, you got to stop singing. We got some EMTs here for your dad.
Heaven waits for you.
You got to get out of the way. You're blocking the row.
I didn't even hit the bridge yet. Let me hit the bridge. Let me get to the bridge and then we can do it, okay?
Let's talk some more about that.
So what's the song about, speaking of the
The new song?
Must go on. Yeah.
I don't really know. I'm a listener. I sound so fucking dumb. I sound so fucking dumb.
Please open the door.
I listened to it a couple times.
Nothing's different. We've been here before. Go ahead.
And I'm one of those How about those guys who listen to music for not the lyrics, but for the like for the music, you know?
I get it.
I have to read the lyrics to comprehend.
Mm-hmm. And you don't read, so it's kind of you're out.
Mm-hmm. But when it's been 30 years, you're thinking maybe there's some message. Tammy, did you have an opinion on this?
I have not heard it. Is there any way we could hear a little bit?
Oh yeah. But let me also, Sebastian, did you see the Grammys version of it?
I don't watch regular television. It's too
Brett,
close.
Did you see the Grammys by chance?
I did not see this song. I didn't see the performance of this.
I saw Fast Cars.
There you
go. It's just one fast car.
Oh, really? It's just one?
The Fall Out Boy version is Fast Cars.
I think I heard the sequel.
Now there's two cars. She bought another car. Well, it's been 30 years.
Oh, I'll take one to work and you'll drive the kid to school.
You take that old one. It's not too fast. I got an electric one.
There you go.
Brett, let's hear.
Things looked up at the end of that song.
Turn the lights back on.
All right, here we go.
Please open the door. Nothing is different. We've been here before. Pacing these halls, trying to talk over the silence. And pride sticks out his tongue, laughs at the portrait that we become. Stuck in a frame, unable to change. I was wrong. I'm late, but I'm here right now. Though I used to be romantic, I forgot somehow. Time can make you blind, but
cries. That's Billy Joel. Nice. He's turned the lights back on in his songwriting room.
Yeah, in his relationship, in his life. I really like it. I was ready to be snarky. That was great.
It's good, right?
And it has like the piano of like you're always a woman to me, like the do 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 do. I love that. I love that shit. That shit.
She's
fucking sucks.
Always a woman. That's my karaoke song.
Is it? I do Benny and the Jets.
Ugh.
Oh, don't ugh me. It's a fucking karaoke song. You do something fun. Benny!
Benny and the Jets and Uptown Girl have a commonality.
What?
That fucking retro 50s bullshit.
There was a real solid few years there in the 80s where there was such a hard-on for the 50s. It was like Back to the Future. That whole album, right? For Uptown Girl.
Oh, that whole album's terrible.
That I did love it when it came out. I did. That was when I learned about Billy Joel when that came out. Just like him and Christie Brinkley. It just felt so romantic.
Yeah.
It is weird being a girl and being like, it's aspirational, right, to be an ugly, talented guy getting the. But as a girl, you're just kind of like, maybe I'll grow up and be super hot so I can fall in love with an ugly, talented guy.
Oh, you got Cyndi Lauper at the same time period.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think. Is she like considered ugly?
No. Well, but she wasn't like.
Classically.
I don't think she's like a model either.
She wasn't Christie Brinkley.
Yeah. My wife was looking at, this is a good segue, we were watching the We Are the World documentary. Mm-hmm. Have any of you seen that?
No.
Oh my gosh, dear listener, please watch the We Are the World documentary. You think you know what it's going to be, but it's
oh wow,
so much more interesting. the hero of that whole documentary or the whole thing. Do you even know who organized it? I didn't. Do you know?
I thought it was Michael Jackson.
Lionel Richie. I was thinking
Michael Jackson wrote the song with Lionel Richie, but that's about all he did. But Lionel Richie, on the day he hosted the American Music Awards and won most of them in that same night.
Wow.
After they all did it, and a lot of the stars were at that music awards, they went to a recording studio that night and did it all in one night, all the way till the morning. All those fucking superstars. And Lionel Richie was the man.
That is such smart scheduling, because you're all going to be in the same place.
And Prince didn't show up.
Prince, that's part of the big story of the documentary, is Prince. And Sheila E. is there. Like, one of the only people that can't sing in the room. And everyone's like, why is Sheila E. there? Well, so Prince maybe will show up.
There's some very random people in that room with the superstars. Like, is it some members of the News are in there, I think. Like Huey Lewis in the News, but not Huey Lewis is there. But there's like, if you scan that big crowd of superstars, I'll there's give a couple you a few good facts. Randoms.
Huey Lewis sings the song that was meant for Prince, or sings the lyric meant for Prince. Sheila E.'s pretty much there to be on the phone going, Prince is at a club and he says he's not coming. Like, and at one point, the funniest part of the whole thing is at one point, Stevie Wonder, the two assholes of that whole group of people.
Stop.
Not Stevie. Not
Stevie Wonder and Cyndi Lauper.
No.
What? Oh, what did Stevie do?
Stevie was supposed to be one of the original guys writing the song. And he never showed up. Which is hilarious to me that Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson are somewhere waiting for Stevie Wonder to show up to write a song. So those two end up writing it. Stevie Wonder on the day shows up and now he wants to start helping with the song. And they're like, we've already got the song. The song's done. We got it all parsed out, arranged, the most complicated arrangement ever with all these different voices and who follows who. Don't need your help, Stevie.
It's like the kid at the group project that gets up and starts talking when they didn't show up to any of the meetings.
Oh, that's what he's being. And at one point, he wants to add a Swahili lyric. And everyone's like, what? And and I'm going down a lot of roads here, but this is for Ethiopia, and Swahili is not the main language of Ethiopia. And there's some Ethiopians there going, why?
Oh, no.
Swahili, and it's not appropriate. And this isn't a song talking to the people of Ethiopia anyway. Bob Geldof's there going, you know, it's not really a message to them. It's more to the world for them. So it doesn't make sense on any level to add Swahili. Michael Jackson, thinking he's being like a diplomat, makes up kind of own kind of gibberish African thing that's like la li lo lo li la or something like that. And there's all these people there, and half of them are trying to be diplomatic, like, all right, I get, you know, Kenny Rogers, all right, I guess I'll. Waylon Jennings walks out. He's like, nuh-uh. I think the quote was, no good old boy is singing Swahili.
Wow.
But the funniest moment is when Smokey Robinson, he goes, because Michael Jackson's like, there's all these status play. That's the fun part of the documentary, is with all these stars, how does status work in that room? And Michael Jackson is the king of pop. But at the moment, Bruce Springsteen's the biggest guy in music. It's weird. And Cyndi Lauper is kind of one of the biggest people in music. So they're giving status to these two young people. Cyndi Lauper almost doesn't do it because she says her boyfriend didn't think it was going to be a hit.
She says that out loud in front of all these people.
No, that was just something said in an interview. But when she's there, she's being kind of a diva. Like, yeah. Of all the people in that fucking room, she's kind of acting the most diva-ish, which is crazy considering who's in that room. But anyway, so they're doing, Michael Jackson's doing his made-up African lyric. And Smokey Robinson in an interview is like, look, I've known that boy, and he's calling him like boy, since Motown, when he was a boy.
Yeah.
And then you're like seeing status. You're like, oh, that's who has status over Michael Jackson is Ray Charles and Smokey Robinson, because they're Motown elders and they knew him where he was one of five kids, right? Mm-hmm. So they don't look at him the same way the rest of the room does. And at one point, Smokey Robinson and Ray Charles like, what the hell does la la lee la la lo mean? Like, they're the only ones that can say that to him. And that stops that from happening. And then, because Lionel Richie doesn't have that status over him. So once they shoot it down, it's like, all right, let's just stick to the lyrics. And you're in a room with all those people who are geniuses.
Yeah.
At some point have been on the top of the rock, and in all their, because Billy Joel's there. Mm-hmm. Billy Joel and Paul Simon, I think, are standing right next to each other.
Oh, the two shorties.
And my wife's watched it going, oh, they're cuties. I'm like, you think Billy Joel? And she's like, yeah, I had a crush on him. So that I'm connecting back to what you were saying, true. Tammy.
Is that
even though I guess he's ugly, I guess that.
No, you want
music makes him handsome, or I don't know. He had his day.
I keep thinking about this, like, two guys from the news, like, sort of in the corner of the room, like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Let's go to that. Okay. I'm just getting an order out. We're going to have another. Are you guys with somebody? Are you agents, managers? Because we need you guys in the back room. Oh,
we're with
your
Huey.
Reps.
We're with Huey. We're the news.
We're the news. Yeah, we're here for the news. We're the news.
I'll just get like a turkey.
Oh, you're the and the.
Well, yeah, with the news part.
Yeah.
Can I get like a turkey sub?
Yeah, do you do hot food or we're just doing colds? Can I get takeaway too? Can I wrap something up for later?
Everyone's ordering. They do hot, but so far everyone is doing cold.
Cold. No, I'll do cold. I'll do a cold chicken parm.
What hot did you want? Because Ray Charles was interested in maybe splitting a sandwich.
I'll split.
He wanted a meatball sub.
I'll split a meatball sub. A hot meatball sub with Ray Charles.
I'll split one with him too.
Yeah, you guys both can't split a meatball sub with Ray Charles. He's gonna get angry.
That's a good deal for Ray Charles. He's got a full meatball sub then.
He got shortchanged on the last order. Stevie Wonder stole some of his food.
Okay.
Yeah. That's thank you. I'll do, yeah, cool. Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
I'll do the turkey sub. Thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you.
Be right back.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Holy shit, can you fucking believe it?
This is crazy.
Holy shit.
Someone asked us what we want to eat? This is so fucking cool.
I thought he was going to ask us to go get it.
I'm working on my harmonies.
What was that?
I'm working on my harmonies.
Cindy Lauper.
Girls want to have fun, not have a goddamn headache.
She's a fucking cunt.
Yeah, she's such an asshole. Oh, my God. It's so cool to see who's like, mean and who's nice. Oh, God. Wait. Take a picture. Make it look you're taking a picture of me, but take a picture of me with Cindy Lauper behind me, okay?
Okay.
Oh, I need a picture for my photo album.
I got it. Oh, it looks amazing.
That's awesome.
Her hair is so high.
Oh my God.
How are you guys doing?
We're good.
We're good.
I'm also not supposed to be here.
Oh.
I'm Kenny Rogers' hairdresser. Who are you guys with?
We're with Huey.
Yeah.
We're with Huey.
Do his makeup.
No,
we're actually in the band with the news.
Oh, you're the news.
Yeah, we're the news. Have you heard? We're the news.
Oh, good one. I guess you do that joke a lot.
Which, Oh, that's pretty funny. I should say that more often.
We should pitch that to Huey.
I should pitch. Oh.
Later, all the celebs are taking a break, and Huey's back with the news. Oh, wow. Looks like they're going to give me one of the lyrics. Prince isn't going to show up.
Oh, you want to split that up? Or
with you guys? My one lyric?
Yeah, maybe one word at a time.
Yes. Well, we could do
this. Hey, man. I said you guys could come, but, absolutely. Come on. I get the full lyric.
Cool.
You got it, Hugh. You got it.
I hear you guys were pushing some news joke to everybody. And
oh, so you've heard.
Well, is that it right there?
Yeah, it's hilarious, right, Huey?
It's hilarious.
All right. Well, Michael Jackson says he's ready to walk if he hears it again.
Oh, well, okay.
And Kim Carnes thinks it's hilarious, which is bugging everyone else.
Oh, I love her eyes.
Yeah.
Stop it.
She's got good eyes.
Stop it. No. Don't.
She got.
We cut to later, and now they're pushing the Betty Davis, Kim Carnes eyes.
She's got Betty Davis eyes.
Oh, she's got Betty Davis eyes.
Guys, they're really trying to work on this harmony and not getting it down. You guys keep yelling out this Betty Davis eyes joke.
Okay.
It just feels like the Swahili thing keeps going around in a circle.
I feel like we're the only one actually making progress in the room right now.
I'm going to make you guys go stand over there by Dan Aykroyd if you keep fucking around.
Oh, not by Dan. Not by
come
Dan.
On,
yeah,
that
the only
Canadian.
The only non-singer in the whole room.
What, because he gives Paul Simon hand jobs? That's why he gets to be in here?
Okay now. The news is getting surly.
We'll just report what's happening.
Huey Lewis comes back over. What the fuck is going on, guys?
Oh, we're having a
good
time,
you're really starting fights.
Hey, we're having a good time.
And what is the news? What is the news? Let me ask, news. What's the news?
News?
Huh?
The news is good, and the good news is pumping. The news is making moves. The news is out.
It seems like the news is bad right now. It seems like bad news, and Huey needs good news. These are a lot of important people. I'm very lucky to be here. You're super lucky to be here.
They're lucky to have you, Huey. They're lucky to have you. You're the best, Huey. They're lucky to have you, man.
They have no idea. You're the star here. You're the star.
Later at the craft service table, they find themselves next to Kim Carnes, who they've yet to make the joke to.
Hey, you gotta be Kim Carnes, right?
Yes, I am.
I could tell. I could tell. Because of your mouth. You got Greta Garbo mouth.
Lean on the table and it spills all over.
Crash. Sorry.
Slam. God damn it. Is that the news again? It is. It's the fucking news.
Sorry, if anybody wants some meatball sub, we have some extras, so sorry about the...
All right, you guys gotta leave. Sheila E. gotta leave right now.
What? Where are we going?
Out, I don't care. Go to wherever Prince is. You gotta go.
Oh, man. Come on. Are you kidding me? This just in. This sucks.
What is your opinion?
Humans, did we enjoy any Super Bowl ads? Don't tell me you didn't watch that, Sebastian.
I did. I watched the Super Bowl.
Thank you, finally.
It's just so many celebrity ads. Everyone is famous in the ads.
It's so funny how that has become the thing. It used to be Dear Humans, who might be younger. I remember in the Chicago days, Tammy, when... And Chicago is kind of, it has a lot of advertising firms there. So there is a lot of ads made in Chicago. I assume that's still a thing.
Yeah.
So it wasn't unusual to see back in the early 90s, see a bunch of people you knew, or not a bunch, but see someone in a Super Bowl ad. And back then, it meant you've made a career leap, and people at least went, well, good for so-and-so. That's 2 years of cash and a lot of prestige on the commercial audition circuit. And it meant a lot of stuff. And you'd watch. And I also think you have to keep those ads secret, especially if you're a nobody. So you wouldn't know until the, well, I mean, not a celebrity.
Yeah, of course. It's just funny to call them a nobody.
if you're whereas news. Now they're doing trailers for ads that'll be in the Super Bowl. But
yeah,
my point being, it was an excite. It was like a jackpot moment. And you would watch the Super Bowl and make prop bets. Like, I bet I will know three people in ads during the Super Bowl. Well, I bet I know four, and that would be the bet, right? Mm-hmm. I've always done that since Chicago every year with my wife. You know, we'll do that bet of like, let's see how many people we know. Yeah. But at some point, it became a whole different bet. Because it used to be, there's Brian Husky, and holy shit. Good for him. And now it's like, well, there's Aubrey Plaza and there's Jason Sudeikis. I know him. And, you know, it's like, it's not exciting.
It's not as fun. No. There's Lionel Messi. My buddy. Good friend. Yeah, but still.
Sure. I felt the same when Anthony Hopkins showed up. My buddy.
And now the joke is like how many they can stick in an ad.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It feels like those Gary Marshall movies that were like Valentine's Day or New Year's Day, where they would just have every celebrity film for 2 days on a movie. Yeah. And they'd get like Julia Roberts and Robert De Niro.
At some point, it doesn't even matter that you have celebrities in these commercials, because that's just every commercial.
Yeah.
It's almost like a commercial without a celebrity stands out.
I also feel like it used to be with Super Bowl commercials, if they were great, then they would be rerun through the year. So that was the other reason it was worth like so much money, is because then it would have a ton of airtime. Mm-hmm. And now the celebrities are so huge that they're not rerunning these commercials. They just sort of live on in the internet, but they don't actually get a lot of play on TV after Super Bowl.
That's true.
Because I feel like Bill Murray had one a few years ago, that Groundhog Day one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they just did Super Bowl and never again. So you kind of get screwed as an actor for that, too.
They're hoping the celebrity puts it on their social, and that's what, and after that, it's just dead.
Yeah.
And they've been casting like influencers as like people with one line rather than like actors, because they hope they'll promote it on their social, too. For Super Bowl ads.
Yeah, the thing with Chicago too is like, especially because I also didn't know a ton of people, it would also be like, I recognize that person. I saw them, like they would, just the fact that they were from Chicago felt meaningful. Like they weren't even like a friend or anything. It would be somebody that I saw on stage. And
you feel like you're rooting for the underdog in a way.
1,000,000%.
You know, things go in cycles. And so if I can have you all of the nobodies into the, let's just get everybody into the audition room. Every nobody in here.
Just step into the cattle car. Right there.
Come into the main room, and then we'll go back into the waiting room once I just give you guys all, every nobody, a general note. Because it's the first time we're doing this in a excuse while me, working me. With non-celebrities.
Coming through.
Can someone open a window? It's very crowded.
Sorry about that. I got a little cough.
Okay, everyone. Today is very exciting because Coca-Cola is going to do a commercial during the Super Bowl with...
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Non-celebrities, unrecognizable nobodies, and that being you. So let's all give ourselves a hand for not being recognized or known by anyone.
Oh, it feels so great to be such a loser.
Now, you're not a loser. We can't all be losers, right? We're just not celebrities, and that's kind of the vibe.
Okay.
we're trying to get off, give off this year, because it's not going to be Bill Murray or Gwyneth Paltrow or Mr. Beast.
Oh, I love Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast is my favorite actor. I love him so much.
I signed up for his classes.
Yeah, me too. Had to make a video while you hide in a coffin.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, not this year. It's not going to be that. Coke is we're kind of flipping the script. Next year, we're just going to have normal people. How about I call you guys normal instead of nobodies? Woo! Does that sound better?
I guess. Okay. I've never been called normal before.
Get off my foot.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah. I liked it.
That's not normal. What we're going to do is we're going to have you come in one at a time and just simply say why you like Coca-Cola and just try to be as normal as possible. You're not Mel Gibson or Neil Armstrong or Jimmy Page. Okay. You're just regular people. Okay.
I don't know who those last two were.
It doesn't matter.
Neil Armstrong, like the man who walked on the moon?
You're not him, are you?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So they go back out and they come in one at a time. Next, cite your name.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Sal.
Your first and last name.
Oh.
We just have to make sure we don't recognize it.
Of course. I'm Sal DeFonte.
Okay, no idea. Okay, that's good.
Nice.
You're doing a good job, buddy.
Thanks. I was here on pizza delivery, and they said, "Who are you?" I said, "I'm here to give pizza." And they say, "Oh, we might have a job for you." So I just came in.
Okay, good.
Cool.
All you got to do is look straight into that camera in front of you, and you say why you like Coca-Cola.
Hey, I'm Sal. I like Coca-Cola because the bubbles in my mouth. I like the bubbles.
Okay. Yeah. Can you give us a second over here? We just need to talk just a second.
Do you want me to come over there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Amongst ourselves. Think of things.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. He's a real fart in his pants kind of vibe to him.
Yeah, yeah. At first I was like, this is too Jodie Foster. This is too Tom Cruise.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he was very normal. I liked it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it feels real.
Hey, can we get that one more time from you?
Sorry about that. There was Coke here, so I just grabbed, I took a sip. My bad. I get it, you know, bubbles up.
We love it. We love it.
Love you being you, my friend.
Thanks.
We loved how you really got into being just normal and you, and well, if I can say it, of a real nobody right there. Near the end of what you were talking about, especially the bubbles in the mouth. Can we do that one more take? Just you being you.
Nice. Hey. I got a Nissan Altima. It's about 7 years old. I say I don't eat carbs, but I do. And I like Coke.
And we see this is now playing in Times Square up on one of those big screens. And it's just, do you see that? That's that new Coke guy. He's the best. He's so normal. He's like me.
We see Jodie Foster and Mel Gibson and Neil Armstrong all watching Times Square.
That's one giant step for a normal man.
And we cut to a New York bar where this Sal is showing up. It's his regular hangout. Hey, there he is!
Hey!
Hey! Coke guy! I have a Nissan Altima! You motherfucker! Great guy!
Yeah!
My buddy!
What can I say? I'm a nobody!
Hey, Dan Aykroyd, big fan. I'd love to yank that hog of yours.
Wow. Oh, God. I love that. You're a wild and crazy guy.
I'm not, actually.
Oh, you're not? Were you? I think at the reunion you were.
Oh, maybe I was. It was me and Steve. Yeah.
Yeah. The reunion.
Sorry, it's hard for me to talk while I'm jacking off someone.
No, it's okay. Hey, back off, Dan. This is Slash, Guns N' Roses. I'd really like to jack you off.
Slash, I guess so. This is wild, you know? I've only jacked myself off. This is like all new to me, so this is pretty cool.
Well, it's the life of the celebrity, my friend.
Just all of us jerking each other off?
That's just the beginning.
Wow.
And we cut to the Super Bowl. It's the Vegas Super Bowl. He's up in one of those box seats with Wayne Newton and... Wayne goes to Kenny Rogers.
Hey, Wayne Newton, who are you again?
You don't know Wayne Newton?
No, I'm sorry.
Famous singer. Hey, you're that new Coke guy, right?
Yeah, Sal, how you doing?
Yeah, my wife wants to meet you.
Oh, great. Yeah, sure.
Hi.
There she is right now. I told you I could get him over here.
I'm Fig. So nice to meet you.
Fig, like the tree?
Fig. Mrs. Wayne Newton. My first name's Fig.
Oh, of course. Fig. Nice to meet you, Fig Newton.
Oh, I never saw it that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I kept my maiden name Campbell.
Fig Campbell. Sorry about that. Like the soup. Are you part of the soup family?
If you could not tell anyone, I've really been trying to be normal. Kind of being normal is kind of the thing now.
Yeah. Yeah. It must be hard being from the Campbell conglomerate enterprise, you know?
And he became one of the normal celebs that became the new fad. And we cut to a convention like 5 years in the future where it's all these guys at Bruce who are completely normal and people trying to get their autographs. Hey, you're my favorite normal guy. I've always wanted to meet you in person. This is a huge thrill.
Oh, cool. Sorry, I got a little trail mix on my hands.
Yeah, I get trail mix on my hands too, man. That is so fucking cool, man. You're so like me. I also like bubbles from Coke in my mouth.
You do, right? That's what makes it different than water.
Yeah, that's what I... Exactly, that's what I used to say.
Yeah. Oh,
man, it's so inspiring. I just want to say, man, I don't know how many people say this, but you inspire me to not aim for anything and just keep status quo... Thanks, dude.
Of course, man. It's nice. Don't
I was
try.
Gonna be in, it's easier. I was going to be in med school.
Oh,
some
yeah.
ideas, but...
I hear that they're running out of doctors.
Yeah, they have been for the last 5 years. That's all normal.
Yeah, it's just a lot of people.
No one wants to sing or act or be a doctor anymore.
Nah, just a lot of people. The line to Applebee's is always around the corner. It's crazy. I got a reservation at the Cheesecake Factory because I'm a well-known normal. But it's just like all
there are starting
are
to be tiers of normal, though.
Yeah, right? Like, not everyone could get into Target. Like, only, like, the elite normals could get into Target now.
I don't like that. I want to be an elite normal. I feel more like... A normal, to be frank.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I strive to be a normal, but I mean, people know me. That's why I have the Stanley Cup.
Let's talk some more about that.
Brett, do you even know what a Stanley Cup is?
Hockey, right?
You see, he doesn't know. Isn't that cute?
That is the Stanley Cup.
That has to be what it's named after. It's a new fad, Brett. I only found out about it last week.
Oh, I know
that.
Oh, yes. I think of them as like mugs. Yeah, the Stanley tumblers.
Yeah,
but they're called Stanley Cups.
My friend's kid got one as a birthday present. Like, this little girl is like, this is...
Yeah.
What a weird thing to give like so a 10-year-old.
Little girls are like obsessed with it. I watched all these like videos from Christmas time where parents would purposely give the wrong Stanley Cup to their kids, watch the kid cry and like fake like, oh no, it's okay. And then like reveal the good Stanley Cup.
Wait a minute. You mean like a knockoff Stanley Cup?
Yeah. They'll get them like a Hydro Flask and be like, that's what you wanted, right? And the kids will like cry, be like, Yeah, this was perfect. And like pretend while being so sad.
It's so weird to be so wildly out of a fad. To be like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like the fact that Hydro Flask is the hilarious non-thing to get.
Mm-hmm.
It feels very surreal.
I do want to try a Stanley Cup. But you can't really ask. You can't be like, hey, can I? Because it's a straw-based cup.
Why in theory is it better?
That's what I want to know. I want to.
It's weird because those giant thermos things have been around for so long, like in popular culture. I feel like are the Yetis and the big water bottles.
I have a Yeti.
And it's like, what's different about the Stanley?
Yeah, what is? Because I do love my Yeti tumbler. I'm not gonna lie.
Is it just shaped differently, but serves the same purpose?
What I heard is that, so there's these influencers online that do these videos where they like make fun water. Basically, they take like, you know how there's like the mixes that you could put into water, and every day they'll put new mixes into water, like a new medley. So they'll do like, oh, today we're going to do strawberry on the bottom and a lime on top. We'll see if we can layer it. And what they use is Stanley Cups. So that's why everyone wants I could be wrong, but that's what I heard.
Wasn't there like a video or something of somebody like running over one and it didn't break?
Car caught on fire.
Yes.
And the whole car like melted, but in the center of this like melting car was like a Stanley Cup standing alone in the cup holder.
Right.
Perfect.
I do want you just to say water and have that be my ringtone, Sebastian.
You know what? I met someone who made me record a voicemail for them once who said, hey, how you doing? You called blah, blah. She's busy probably getting coffee or water out here. Like literally like made me say words like that. I never felt so like objectified.
Yeah, that's mean, Tammy.
Yeah, I feel so objectified by my mouth. No, I liked it. It was cute. It was cute.
When people are making levels and having fun with their water, where do they do that?
In the kitchen? Yeah.
But it's their kitchen.
Yeah. I embarrassingly enough, I bought a couple of the mixes and I tried to make levels. I bought like a Powerade mix and then like a Crystal Light.
We cut to some teenagers arriving at this party. It's a 6-story walk up, so they're in the stairwell walking up to it. Did you bring water mixers? Because I hear it's all going to be just fun mixing of water today.
Oh yeah, I got like pink lemonade Crystal Light and also blue raspberry Crystal Light.
That seems like that's going to be on the same level of mixing.
Wait,
you're all one level? If they're both Crystal Light, they're both going to settle at the same level.
Oh, shit. Shit.
Do you want some of mine? I brought some deflated boba balls.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.
Okay, just give me a little bit of your Crystal Light. I need variety in my level. Uh-oh, here we are.
Hi. Welcome.
Sorry.
Welcome to the water. Welcome to the water party. Come in.
Okay.
Hi, Shani.
Hi. How are you? Kiss.
We brought a lot of mixers, but we didn't bring our own water, I assume.
Yeah, I have water.
House water.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. No. I have different types of water that we're going to be using for the mixers. Okay.
Amazing.
Oh, that's great. That's exciting.
Of course. I'm going to see the consistency. Of course, we're going to do New York Tap. We're going to do Evian. We're going to do a Fiji. We're going to do the water that's in the shape of a 40 bottle. That's kind of fun. So, yeah, I have a lot of different types of water.
That's
great. We're
going
to get so fucked up on water.
Well, on different levels of it, for different sure.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun.
It is. And I was up all last night preparing ice, which is just taking water and putting it in the freezer. Because as you know, I don't have an ice machine. I hand make it all. So I have different types of cubes.
Oh,
okay?
That's so exciting.
We have square. We have circles. We have pebbles like Sonic. Have you ever been?
Yes.
I've read about it. I've seen videos.
You should go one day.
I've heard it called hospital ice.
Hospital ice?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know, but it's also amazing ice.
It is. Oh, God.
When my grandfather
was
done.
Everybody who has slushy ice.
Oh my God.
No flavoring.
Oh, my
Hard
God.
Hard to get.
Todd is here. Oh, Todd, I'm so happy that you came. Oh, my God.
I got a cousin who works over at the 7-Eleven. And if he gets there early in the morning, he can take out all the flavors and I can just make pure fucking water slushy ice. And I got a whole fucking gallon of it, man.
Wow.
Dina, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
I don't know about drinking a stranger's slushy ice. I feel like this is what they're warning
us about.
From
a, it comes from a 7-Eleven. This isn't homemade slushy ice
That's
like last time.
That's what she said. I'm
last
scared.
Time you got brain freeze because you tried to go through the levels of water too quickly, honey. Just take every level of water as it comes.
Okay,
let's gather around. We're going to level, but we're going to level one at a time so we can watch people and see how they level. Who wants to go first? Not it.
So much fun.
This is so much fun. Oh, my God. And then after we level, we'll mix with the straw and see it all combine. And after that, we'll all sip. Who wants to level first?
I'm so glad I don't have a curfew.
I know.
I guess I will. First?
Oh, my God. You're going first?
I don't know. Nobody else was going. Nobody else was going.
Okay.
I know, because no one wants to fuck up the first level. Just go.
Who's that? I've never seen her before.
She must be new to town.
We don't use sparkling water, so you know.
I know. I was going to use... I know that. I was going to start with Evian.
Ooh, nice choice.
Okay, I'm going to do a base level.
Evian's a great first level.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm going to start with a slushy ice.
Wow. A thick ice on the bottom.
On top of Evian?
Is that... And then I'm going to go with dehydrated boba balls.
What? What? Okay, start the level.
We see her five levels in.
And I've never seen someone level this high. This is more levels.
Amazing. Water shouldn't be able to have this many levels.
We see a fucked up biology student from us, or sorry, a teacher from the schools even. This is impossible.
I can't breathe.
She's gonna
Find
hurt herself.
Find another level. You can do it.
We gotta go home. We gotta go home. It's like an hour past your curfew.
I've never seen someone level levels. This hard.
I want to have whiskey cube ice, the big old square ice on top. One more level.
What are you gonna put in the square ice? System.
Dead goldfish in the middle of the ice.
Oh, God. A dead goldfish in the middle of the ice. Oh, God. What flavor?
Fish flavor.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show, exclusively available at improvforhumans.com.
Humans, I had a good time with Sebastian here. No one closer to Billy Joel than this man. I'm glad I got to ask that question. Do you want to plug anything, Sebastian?
Yeah, I have a podcast. People could check it out. It's called Loud About Nothing. If you want to check that out, it's on all podcast platforms, YouTube, all that. And follow me at Sebastian Canelli.
YouTube, you got the visual going too.
Yeah, I do clips. So if you want to, if you just want to absorb podcasts through clips, I'm in the TikTok clip game. Loud About Nothing. Check it out. It's such an annoying game, but I'm in it.
TikTok clip game.
Brett, we're not in the TikTok clip game. Am I missing out on that?
It's a pretty big game. It's a pretty big, yeah, maybe we are.
I don't know what to do there.
It's tough to put long form improv on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just say shit like, I like pickles. And everyone goes, it's true. He likes pickles. People just want to comment. It's fun.
I like pickles. Maybe I could do this. Tammy, what would you like to plug?
Life and Beth, season 2, Amy Schumer on Hulu, Michael Cera. Check it out February 16th. It's going to start airing episodes. It's really good.
That's great.
And Tammy and I do a show that people could stream online, Rat Scraps.
Oh, yeah, Sunday nights.
Based out of New York, too.
There you
if
go.
If you like long-form improv.
Humans, I would like to come to your city with Improv for Humans, but the way we're going to do that is with the 40 Fan Initiative, Brett. If we can find 40 fans in one city outside of L.A. and New York, I think Chicago's already there, so I'm going to have to book a date there. But these other cities, if we can get 40 subscribers to improvforhumans.com, I will come there and do a show and a workshop. So Seattle, Portland, Pittsburgh. Name a city. Name an improv city, humans. Austin's almost there.
Austin.
I expected more from Dallas. Come on, Dallas.
Step it up, Dallas.
Where do I want to go that I've never been? I don't think I've ever been to Tulsa.
Tulsa's
come on,
nice.
Tulsa.
You've been to Atlanta? You've been to Atlanta.
I have been to Atlanta, but I would like 40 fans in Atlanta. Come on, Atlanta.
Denver?
I haven't been there in a while.
You could Denver, definitely.
As I remember, Denver was in the running. So Denver, come on.
North Carolina is very pretty.
Yeah.
Brett, if I see like 30 Denvers, but 10 Boulders, should I just count it? Boulder's like a half hour away.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I might do that. Mm-hmm. Boulder.
Tell us on the Discord if you're willing to drive, make that drive.
Oh, come on. That's nothing. I'd be insulted. But you see what I'm saying here. I'm not going to, if it's a lot of Fort Worth,
yeah,
I'm going to add that to Dallas.
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah.
I mean, the airport already made that decision.
Yes. St. Paul.
That goes with Minneapolis.
With Minneapolis. That's how fair I'm going to be. Because we got a lot to offer on Improv for Humans. It's only $40 for a year. You got to look at what we got there, Brett. And keep being human.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access, new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series. Go to improvforhumans.com and sign up for the Roll of Four plan. Only $4 a month, or $40 a year. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests, and giving us all a platform for more interaction, and lots more comedy.